As scandals around clerical sex abuse hit the Catholic Church, a three-week-long assembly of bishops is underway in Rome. They're focused on how to make the church relevant to young people. But as NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports, the assembly, which is known as a synod, will likely be dominated by what many analysts call Catholicism's worst crisis since the Reformation.
In the synod's opening mass, Pope Francis urged the more than 250 participating priests, bishops, and cardinals to dare to dream and to hope.
Che lo Spirito ci dia la grazia di essere padri sinodali unti col dono dei sogni e della speranza.
And he prayed for God's help to ensure the church does not let itself be extinguished or crushed by the prophets of doom and misfortune, by our own shortcomings, mistakes, and sins. Spiraling sex abuse scandals have hurt the Pope. A new Pew Research Center poll found Francis's favorability rating in the United States is 51%, 19 points down since January 2017. And as the synod opened one block from St. Peter's Square, some 20 abuse survivors voiced their anger at the church.
Dobbiamo unirci tutte le vittime. Solo così possiamo vincere. L'unione fa la forza.
We victims must unite, a man shouted. That's the only way we can bring this evil to an end. Arturo Borelli says he was abused by a priest who fled both civil and church justice. Nearby, some 20 people, Italians and other Europeans, held placards demanding no more cover-ups and make zero tolerance real.
I think we are in the deepest crisis in the Roman Catholic Church.
Christian Weisner is one of the German founders of the progressive Catholic movement We Are Church. He believes Francis is doing the best he can handling the crisis, but needs much more support from bishops.
Especially now at the Youth Synod, the bishops, they have to face this problem. They have to give answers. They have to take responsibility.
It's not the only issue haunting the church. On the eve of the synod, a group of Catholic women activists met in Rome to demand decision-making positions in the church for women. But Chantal Goetz, founder of the movement Voices of Faith, acknowledged nothing will change as long as clericalism prevails, that culture of clergy entitlement and unaccountability.
The whole governance structure is crippled and paralyzed by clericalism. It cannot just be repaired somehow, but must die and be resurrected in a totally new form.
Celia Wexler, author of a book on women's struggles in the church, said that it's hard for Catholic women to speak out because they have always been taught to obey.
No, I think we have to come to the point where we don't ask permission. We speak out and speak up and talk to one another.
Oh, let women vote! Who's there? More than half the church!
Making their voices heard as bishops and cardinals were entering the assembly hall, these women came to protest gender discrimination. At the synod, lay men participants can vote, but the few lay women cannot. The peaceful protest ended when police, officers in plain clothes and others with bulletproof vests, intervened, manhandling several of the women. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.